Yeah, just like my teeth are bothering me a little bit. They're all good. Obviously, jaw's a little sore, but I'm fine. It's just more like a, you're not expecting it. So, saw some blood, just trying to make sure it wasn't any too bad.
You enjoy every win, I know, but do you see a deeper meaning in this one and maybe some difficulty there in the third and the shootout? Is there anything about this that doesn't sit well with you?
I mean, obviously we don't want to give up a 3-1 lead. I think we can definitely get more on the attack in the third period. We have leads. I feel like we're kind of just, simple as we're trying to be. Sometimes you have to make plays and hang on the pucks and try and score the next goal. You can be smart doing that. I feel like we just kind of get on our heels, and it's the human nature side of it. I mean, you're trying to protect the lead and you don't want to make mistakes, but sometimes you have to just be aggressive and get on the forecheck. You have to stay above guys and just keep playing our game. So obviously it's a little bit tough giving up a 3-1 lead, but I feel like games like this will just make our team better down the stretch. So we're finding ways to win and get points, and that's the most important thing.
And that 3-on-3 over time, is the aggressiveness there that needs to be?
I mean, it's hard. Like, when we have the puck, you don't want to, teams are trying to pick and, kind of create those 2-on-1s with speed and whatnot. So you're just trying to deflect to the outside. I feel like if you have a chance to kill a play or create a battle, that's where you can kind of go. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of ice out there, and when they have the puck, you don't want to be too aggressive. It's a fine line in 3-on-3. It's definitely a little bit tricky.
Not often you get that kind of room on your goal, but just what's the mindset there of when to release, when to shoot, when you get that kind of room?
Yeah, a little surprised that I had that much time. Originally I was going to shoot right away, and I think just kind of how the play developed, I saw some ice in front of me, and in terms of when to shoot, I felt like it was just the right time. I was kind of the spot I was going for, and I hit it. So it's definitely a unique play in terms of how much time I had. But I'll take the space and I'll make a good shot.
We go back a couple of years. You guys had some issues with closing games out. I think it was 2 years ago. Then last year, not so much. Mm-hmm. And now kind of back into that again. What is the common? It's basically just getting on your heels, is what you said, mm-hmm. right? That's the biggest problem. Is it just kind of getting lulled into that a little bit by just playing too defensive? Just, not being aggressive enough, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not, I don't want to say it's a big problem right now because it's still, only 20 games in, but sure. It is important. We gave the Rangers, not the Rangers, we gave Edmonton, we only got 1 point there. We give Montreal a point, who's in our division or in our conference. These are important points down the stretch that we're giving teams late in games and in the third period. So it's one of those things where it is human nature to kind of get back on your heels a little bit to protect the lead, and it's all for the right reasons. But I feel like in order to close games out the right way, we have to be on the attack, staying above guys. We can still be physical and create forecheck and battles down there. And at the end of the day, we have to play with confidence with the puck on our stick, myself included. There's times in the third tonight I was kind of just chucking it away. And it's one of those things where each of us individually just have to be more aware of it and just kind of work on it. It's definitely unique when you're trying to protect the lead, but I'd rather be trying to protect the lead than playing from behind. So there's the positive in that.
Knowing the three shooters, the first three, I should say, that you have in shootouts, that doesn't change anything about overtime, does it? Like, in other words, you got those three guys mm-hmm. plus two good goalies, mm-hmm. so just don't cough up a goal because you might have a good shot to win shootout. Or
yeah, I mean, we're still trying to score. Other guys have good players too in the shootout. We have a lot of confidence in our goalies and our shooters. Even beyond those three, there's a lot of guys that can score in this room. But yeah, in overtime, you're still trying to score, and if you have the puck, obviously you want to attack. But when they have it, it's, keep them to the outside, deflecting wide, try not to give them the easy chances. We're definitely confident in the shootout, but if we can end in overtime, we'll try and do that as well.
And last one for me, how big was this just to get 2 points out of this one, knowing what you got tomorrow, the long trip, the border crossing, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, it's a huge 2 points to start off this back-to-back. Not the most ideal schedule in terms of back-to-back, but other teams go through it and get on the plane, get to Winnipeg, and just get ready for tomorrow.
Thanks,
Z.
Yeah, thanks, guys.